Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's something on the stat sheet that has Texan fans wondering, is this how it's going to be all season? And we will talk about that next.
With a Monday night loss against the Saints, the urgency to win in week two is greater than ever. Not only are the Jaguars a divisional foe and AFC South co-favorite, but an 0-2 hole would be tough to dig out of. Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Allstate Siding and Windows, they'll never blame something that shouldn't be blamed when things go wrong in your life. And you'll never blame, you're never going to call up and say, Allstate's the reason they lost last night because you've forgotten, left the window open a crack. That's what you can't do. Allstate Siding and Windows has been here for Houstonians for four generations through different eras of wins and losses. They've been there for you. Giving your windows manufactured right here in the state of Texas, you could be saving up to 40% on your energy bills. I know that many of you have had a rough time with these energy bills over the last few months. Get brand new well-insulated windows, Windows Allstate. You could be saving a whole bunch of money. 25% off up front. No payments for two full years. Give them a call at 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online at allstatesidingandwindows.com.
September 14th is National Coloring Day, and Little Woodrow's in Bel Air is tying it into autism awareness. With colorful drinks, paint stations, and donation opportunities, we're excited to make the world a little more colorful one bar at a time. Little Woodrow's, your local Texas waterhole.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions. Like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Your world moves fast. Welcome to Velo, the nicotine product that was made to keep up. Velo is the modern take on nicotine. They're pouches that are made for you, made for right now. Because with no spit, no smoke, and no hassles, there are no limits to where you can go. So whatever your destination is, Velo's ready. Velo, no limits. Visit Velo.com, website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers, underage sale prohibited.
I said, what kind of a warranty do you guys have?
Howdy, I'm Jeff Roberts with Trifection.
He says, we basically will stand by our work forever, as long as there's anything that's wrong with your house that we're responsible, that we did. As long as you own the house, we'll come back and fix it.
Yep, about says it all.
Everything is just done perfectly.
Kitchens, bathrooms, and whole home remodeling.
They've always been over backwards.
Because it's not a project, it's your home. We're Trifection, online at trifection.net.
Before the sun rises, Jim's out of bed, out the door, on the road, and up a ladder. That's because he's an ideal guy, an ideal roofing services guy on a mission. That's what it takes to earn GAF Master Elite status. A laser-focused, up-with-the-sun-on-the-roof-get-it-right work ethic. What's that get you? A better roof with a better warranty. You could pay someone else less for a roof and get less of a roof. Or go for the ideal, just like Jim and his team at Ideal Roofing Services. IdealRoofingServices.com.
If you are thinking about getting married, or if you are getting married, there's one thing you need to do. That's go to Zadok Jewelers. They have all the top bridal brands, plus GIA certified diamonds and great selection of loose diamonds. That's at Zadok Jewelers on Post Oak and San Felipe. Tell them Seth Payne sent you.
You got a minute? I need your help. You see, one out of six vehicles have been recalled because of dangerous Takata airbags. One of them could be yours. Defective airbag parts can explode, causing serious injury, even death. Go to safeairbags.com and see if your vehicle is on the recall list. And if it is, get it fixed for free. It could save your life.
It's a Reaction Tuesday, presented by Coors Light on Sports Radio 610 with Payne and Pendergast.
Are we back?
Yeah, we're sitting here. We're sitting here talking about that challenge. That challenge in the first half there where Bill O'Brien called a timeout.
Yeah.
I think to give it a little more time for the coaches to look at the tape. And this is the important thing. What time's the press conference today?
10 o'clock.
Son of a... All right, whoever our guy is there.
You want to see if we can get a pushback?
Well, as it was explained to me, yeah, see, call up Bill.
We're the flagship.
Somebody call up Bill and tell him that Seth needs 15 minutes to get over there for the press conference. No, I'm actually going to tentatively defend Bill O'Brien in the first half when they challenged that spot on the DeAndre Hopkins reception.
It was third and nine.
Yeah,
and he and DeAndre Hopkins caught a pass that made it fourth in inches.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and blame Monday Night Football for that because the coaches in the booth are relying on the broadcast, as was explained to me last year. I need to confirm this, but it was explained to me last year by somebody in Denver, actually, that the coaches in the booth are relying on the exact same footage that we are watching on television.
Mm-hmm.
So when Monday Night Football doesn't show... They show one replay on that and then get to Booger talking about whatever the hell Booger's talking about for 2 minutes. The Texans are desperately waiting for another replay to show, and it's not showing. They don't have it, as it was explained to me, and again, I need confirmation on this. The coaches don't have DVR up there, which is absurd to me.
So they can't even watch that one replay,
which wasn't really adequate. So they call a timeout, hoping to get a chance for another review. Then they use the challenge because... Based on that first replay, it looked like there was a good chance it was a bad spot.
I thought it was a bad spot.
So then you end up losing that spot. So I will have Branham, whoever's over there, ask that question today.
There was a reply to Hopkins' Butterfinger text
guy.
So do you want me
earlier,
to read
had a text. I'm going to keep my cool here. Yeah. Somebody imploring us to blame DeAndre Hopkins
for
and his drops
fingers,
in the first half. That's who we need to be calling out this entire show is DeAndre Hopkins. What was his response?
The reply is, yes, I blame Hopkins. He is a leader on this team. Let me also mention, there's no punctuation in this text.
Right.
Yes, I blame Hopkins. He is a leader on this team. I blame J.J. Watt and Watson. These three deserve blame with every loss.
Oh, so it's Watson.
Because those three get all the glory when they win, so they need to be held accountable.
Well, you know what? Realistically, why don't we just run it up to the top, if that's the way it goes, and blame God? Every time we come in here, okay? Since it's whoever's in charge, we'll just go ahead.
God does get all the glory.
I'm going to first.
By definition, we all give all the glory to God.
If every time. Oh, I forgot. I forgot Deshaun Watson was the reason they lost this game last night. Okay. All right.
Okay.
You know what? We've been wasting everybody's time. I forgot. Deshaun, for shame, Deshaun Watson. What a pathetic performance by you. Can't believe you lost that game.
Let me just tell you, the texter, I don't know if you have any designs of entrepreneurship and starting your own company. You will have people jumping off your company ship like rats getting off of a ship in the middle of the ocean because if you're holding accountable your best performers, they're going to go find somewhere else to work.
Well, DeAndre's going to hold himself.
We didn't make quota last month. Right. You know who's accountable for this? The three guys who were 200% of plan. Because you get all the glory.
DeAndre Hopkins having those drops, it's the same as when Brady throws three interceptions in a game and still wins the game.
Right.
You don't crush. Or if Tom Brady throws three interceptions in the first half, but they lose on the last drive, those are the kinds of things that happen. DeAndre Hopkins didn't drop. How many did he have? One drop last year, or was it zero drops?
Zero drops last year.
It was a freakish anomaly. Deshaun blamed himself a little bit for some of the underthrown balls early on.
He should still catch those.
Yeah. Like a DeAndre Hopkins,
he's paid to
if
catch
it touches
those.
His hands with some of those. There was one drop in the second half that I don't think should be ruled a drop. It kind of creamed off his hands.
Okay.
It would have been a really nice catch, but I don't, if I'm baseball, I don't grade that an error.
Now, of the three guys he just named, Watson had a great game. DeAndre ultimately had a really good game. J.J. Watt, this is the first time, I checked this. Someone texted the show last night. J.J. Watt did not show up on the stat sheet at all. Now, I'm not talking about zero tackles, zero assists. He had no quarterback hits. He had no PDFs. He had no nothing.
I thought he had the pressure on the Whitney Merciless interception.
He did, but you don't. But that doesn't show up in the box score.
Oh, in the box score. It'll show up as a pressure on the advanced stats.
I'm talking about showing up on the box score. And I went and checked. I checked his game logs on Pro Football Reference. Even he's had games before without tackles, but he had two quarterback hits.
Yeah.
Or a quarterback hit. Hell, even games that they played. For example, his rookie year, they were playing a meaningless game against Tennessee down the stretch where they put the starters in. They treated it like the fourth preseason year, the third preseason game almost. The starters played a series, and then Jake Delhomme took it the rest of the way in that game. Even in that game, J.J. Watt had a couple quarterback hits before they took him out. So this is the first time in J.J.'s career entire career where he has been held completely off the stat sheet. Should we be concerned about that?
We should be concerned for just a couple reasons. I'm not concerned about JJ overall. Part of the issue last night, and I'm not saying that JJ couldn't have had a much better game. I think he had one-on-one opportunities. But there were also, they ran so many three-man rushes. And Sean, is you've noticed this year when you look at the Texans versus other teams, they don't have a lot of pass rushers.
No.
And they just traded one away. Whitney Mercilus, J.J. Watt are their two viable, real pass rushers. When you start running three-man rushes, you got a bunch of defensive tackles out there running it. And I really like DJ Reader. He had a couple good pressures up the middle yesterday. I like Angelo Blackson. I like Brandon Dunn for what they are, which is kind of codgers. You know, like they're guys that are big, thick dudes. If you're only going to rush three guys, and really J.J.'s the only pass rusher amongst them at times, it's going to be hard to get pressure on the passer. And it worked for one half. It's not going to work for an entire game. And I'll put that on Romeo Crennel. Romeo Crennel, I give him an excuse because he's got some limitations he's dealing with on that defense, one of which is the loss of Jadeveon Clowney. But you show Breeze enough of the same look, and he's going to start dissecting you.
This will be a topic as the season goes on, because I don't know that the pass rush is going to get a whole lot better, appreciably better. I just don't think it will because of the lack of true pass rushers that they have. If we knew that that's how they felt about Clowney going back to before the draft, and all the reports are they were trying to trade Clowney. This was not a new thing in July. They were trying to move him back in March and April. If they knew that's how they felt about Clowney, I do wonder if part of where there was a glitch between O'Brien and Brian Gain was that they didn't use some of that cap space to pursue a Gerald McCoy or a Mike Daniels that became available.
They had all that cap, because even if Clowney was on this team, an interior pass rusher, remember I kept telling you, that's the one little third undefined need that nobody was talking about.
Yes.
We talked about cover corners. We talked about the offensive line. Interior pass rush has been an issue for this team, and it's going to remain an issue for the team. They don't have the body types out there to change it.
I think this I feel very comfortable in saying, just in terms of reading the tea leaves of O'Brien's behavior as the de facto general manager of this team, is that I feel pretty comfortable in thinking that one of the things where there was a disconnect between O'Brien and Brian Gain is the use of that cap space.
Yeah.
I 100% feel that way because of what they've set themselves up to be over the next couple of years. They've set themselves up to be a super, almost hyperactive team in free agency because of the draft capital that they've traded away. That is going to be something that, Seth, as they struggle to get after good passers, next week it may be fine because they're going to be going against a rookie in Gardner Minshew. But in week three, they're going out to L.A. to play Phillip Rivers, mm-hmm. who's a vet, who's a perennial MVP candidate. And they may win the game. You know, that last night's game tells me they can beat anybody on their schedule as long as Deshaun Watson is under center. But I think this is going to be a recurring theme of things that you and I are going to be talking about on Mondays, and it does make you scratch your head. Like, if they knew they felt this way about Clowney going back to the end of last season, how do you not go try to find other solutions in the pass rush?
They had a bad pass defense last year. Yeah. It was one of the worst pass defenses in the league, and they got away with it because they didn't face a ton of good quarterbacks. And you look at it and you say, all right, what did the GM or GM committee, whatever you want to call it, I know John McClain, if you're listening, I realize it's O'Brien, what did they do to really address the pass defense? And they didn't, really. They filled in some spots. They made some replacements for guys that left, but they didn't do anything to improve the pass defense. Oh, plus, you lost Jadeveon Clowney. And we're long past arguing about, okay, how much is Jadeveon Clowney worth? What is he worth? All of that. You lost Jadeveon Clowney.
It's just that he's not here.
Right, yeah. So
There's
one less pass rusher on your team right now, and it showed up in the second half last night.
Yeah.
You're right. The Phillip Rivers, all these other quarterbacks, Tom Brady, no Andrew Luck, but gosh, Jacoby Brissett doesn't look awful right now either.
Cam Newton, Matt Ryan, and Patrick Mahomes, they go through a four-game stretch after this Jacksonville game. Rivers, Newton, Ryan, Mahomes. They're three MVPs, and the guy who's not an MVP is Phillip Rivers, who you got to play on the road.
I'm going to start encouraging my friends that aren't Texans fans that just watch these national games to text me more, because some of the ones that I got last night.
Give me an example.
Bill O'Brien is the OC too? ! Because O'Brien had the call sheet, was calling plays last night.
I thought he called a pretty good game.
And I know a lot of people are crushing O'Brien for the last sequence. Romeo Crennel, you've got older, experienced Romeo Crennel there for a reason there.
Yep.
That's not like managing a young Kyle Shanahan in the Super Bowl or anything. I think that's all on Romeo Crennel. Now, Bill O'Brien is the head coach and the general manager, so ultimately it falls on him. Like our texture would have us, you know, understand. But it, as far as the game that O'Brien called, they were attacking the whole field. I've got very few issues with Bill O'Brien, and then once we clear up this replay issue, I actually left the game kind of pleased with him.
Yep.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.